This is the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show number 88. This is the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show from pitchvision.com. I'm David Hinchliffe, and this week we're having a little experiment with the show's format. If you're a regular listener, you'll know the show is usually about half an hour long with a mixture of coaches discussing cricket coaching issues. But this week, we're cutting the show right down to an interview, just to see if you prefer it, a 2020 version if you like. Have a listen and drop me an email on mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com. That's mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com, and that way I'll know if you prefer the short interviews or the longer shows where we answer your questions. So now to the interview. Seventeen-year-old Catherine Dalton is an exciting English prospect with both bat and ball. Currently playing for Essex, she's recently been called up to the England Academy squad after averaging over 100 with a bat in county cricket. A full England call-up can't be far away. Recently, I spent a couple of days with Kath and coach Ian Pont filming some footage for the Pitch Vision Academy courses section at Ealing Cricket Club. During that time, we took a few minutes to chat about cricket and how she's made such fast progress. Okay, let's start by talking about your cricketing ambitions. What do you want to achieve in cricket?
I'd like to play for England, definitely. Maybe for that kind of next year sort of time. I want to become a quick bowler in the women's game. And with Ian's coaching and good attributes, I reckon that I could bowl quite quick for women's cricket. So that's kind of my ambition, to do that. And also to be a aggressive all-rounder, so with batting as well, to start hitting, you know, ball hard and stuff like that.
How would you describe your bowling style?
Quite rhythmical, I'd say. I like to get in a good rhythm and finish off quite well. Yeah, I'd say that I'm starting to copy some of the attributes that Brett Lee has and so on, and the drop step front foot block and stuff is what I'm working on at the moment. So yeah, I'd say it's quite technical. It's quite different to what a lot of the women and girls I play with. It's quite repetitive as well.
How is it different? What would you say the main differences are?
I'd say that the main differences would be the whole thing, really, if I'm honest. My action obviously is quite similar to some of the models in the game, like Brett Lee and such. So I'd say that not many girls have actions like that, especially women and girls I play with. So I'd say that my action does look different to theirs.
And do you think that gives you the edge pace-wise?
Definitely, yeah. I'd say that with the right action and the good attributes, then definitely that actions definitely make you quicker, I'd say.
Have you got ambitions to get up to really quick for the women's game?
Yeah, I'd love to become the first woman to bowl 80 miles an hour, definitely. That's definitely an ambition of mine. I reckon with Ian's help and coaching, I could definitely do that for the women's game, which would be, yeah, that's my ambition, that's what I want to do.
And what about your batting style? How would you describe that?
Quite aggressive. I like to hit the ball hard and straight, I'd say. Not too much into sweeping and such. I quite like to hit straight and down the ground. So I'd say a quite aggressive batter. I like to cut and stuff quite a bit as well. So that's how I'd describe it.
How are you going about improving yourself in order to achieve your ambitions?
I'd say, obviously, a lot of practice. To achieve those ambitions, I'd say, yeah, I'd have to work quite a lot with progressive drills and stuff until I get that into a match. But yeah, we're just listening to your coaches and, you know, doing the right drills against machines and going into nets and doing the same thing. And also being creative in nets, not just hitting the technically right shots. Also getting my hands through the ball and such can help me become that kind of player.
What coaches have you been working with?
Ian, obviously, and then Gary Palmer as well with batting.
What would you say makes a good coach?
I'd say a good coach, obviously, they know what they're talking about, their methods work. Also enjoyment, because I'm out there to enjoy my cricket as well. A good coach, yeah, I'd say enjoyment and good methods and a good vision for where they want to see me in the future.
Both Ian and Gary are famous for working outside the system and coming up with their own methods. How have you found those different methods?
Fantastic. I think it's definitely revolutionised my cricket beyond what I expected, especially with 1 year only with them. I'm really excited to know where I can go next with both their coaching. And yes, yeah, just completely transformed my game, if I'm honest.
And they're different styles of coaches. How would you sum up the difference between the two different types of coaches?
I'd say both the styles work, definitely. I'd say Ian is more creative. I'd say Gary is methodical. I'd say he's got his methods and they definitely work. With Ian, we kind of look at stuff and if it doesn't work, we kind of bin it, that kind of thing. But both definitely work, I'd say, and both improve my game dramatically. So
one is more about repetition of the same thing and the other is more about experimenting and trying lots of different things.
I guess so, yeah, but both obviously work, and it's suited to the individual, but they're both fantastic coaches.
Have you ever had any bad coaches? Don't name names.
Yeah, I have, yeah, in the past I've had some bad coaches, but obviously now this winter I've had Gary and Ian, which has been completely different, but it's transformed my cricket.
You played football to a high standard as well. What was it that tipped the balance towards cricket?
I really found a passion for cricket and, yeah, that was just belief in both the coaches of how far I could go in the game as well. Also helped to tip the balance a bit. But I think my passion's definitely in cricket. My heart's there. That's where I want to be. That's what I want to be doing. But, yeah, that's why I decided against football in the end for cricket.
What would you say the three most important things were that you learned from both Gary Palmer and Ian Pond?
I'd say that Ian's changed my whole bowling action completely. At the start, my bowling action's unrecognisable now. So we kind of started from scratch there. So he's revolutionised that, definitely. So Gary, he's definitely helped me with onside drives, offside drives, feet positioning and such. That was really good. Hitting over the top. Not many women hit over the top in women's cricket, so that's something I'm definitely looking to do.
So what about the mental and also the tactical side of the game? Is that something that can be coached, or do you have to work that out for yourself?
You can get information from coaches, definitely, and then you kind of have to experiment yourself and then pick and choose what works for you. I've had a couple of goes at different methods and stuff, so I've now found the right method for me. And it works in a game. You kind of have to do that in the net first before you go out to the middle. You know, it's just experimenting and finding out what's best for you, really.
Do you have specific processes that you go through when you're batting and when you're bowling?
I have processes before the match begins. I go out to the middle before I bat and I practice shots and stuff like that. I look around the ground and get a real feel for the place before I start go out to bat. And then when I'm batting, I just kind of think of how many runs can I hit this ball for. Just real aggressive approach, try and score as many runs as I can as quickly as possible.
And when you're bowling and someone hits you for a boundary, or when you're batting and you've played and missed at one, how do you get your mind clear? How do you get back to just thinking about the next ball?
You kind of have to clear your head, kind of throw it away. Some people like think of a rubbish bin, just chuck it away, or have a bad muffin, just throw it away. Just clear your head. I usually try and think of something else other than cricket sometimes, and that clears my head. Then you just refocus on the next ball.
Are you naturally good at that, or is something that you have to work at a bit to get right?
I've become better at it. as the season's gone on, I think. At the start of the season, I found it difficult to do. I think it's like you just got to keep practicing, even in nets. And if a bad ball, you hit a bad shot, you just got to clear your head and start again.
If you want to follow in Kath's footsteps and improve your own game as dramatically, then you can look up both Ian Pont and Gary Palmer's coaching tips at pitchvision.com. That's the end of this 2020 version of the show. Email me and let me know what you thought of the show. Was it shorter and sharper with more sixes? Or do you prefer the more traditional pace of the longer version? Email mycricketcoach at pitchvision.com to let me know which way you want to go. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you next time.